Sexual assault in the military is a pervasive problem. The Pentagon estimates that about 20,000 service members were sexually assaulted in 2018. Last week on Veterans Voices, we met Navy veteran Dawn Bellinger of Beaver Creek, who talked about the discrimination she faced in the military. There's more to her story. Today, Dawn continues her conversation with her friend Connie Jackson of Kettering. A warning, this story contains references to rape.
What made you decide to go into the service, and how did you choose what branch of service?
I came from a military family. My father had been a fighter pilot in the Air Force. My sister was in the Air Force as an air traffic controller. My younger brother was in the Navy as a machinist. And I chose the Navy because dad and sister in the Air Force, brother in the Navy, so I will even out the scale.
So where did you go after boot camp?
Oh, after boot camp, I went to San Diego to go to computer school. It was called an A school, and so I did my A school there. And that's also where I was raped by a fellow sailor. In fact, one of our instructors in A school, who was just a lovely man, liberal man, tried telling us women, if you do get raped and it's off base, you may as well not say anything because they will just turn it over to Shore Patrol, and then Shore Patrol will not do anything. They will say, well, you deserved it, that type of thing. So I was raped off base by a fellow sailor whom I had been dating. And I never said a word because I knew I would be put on trial if anything was even done. And unfortunately, mine is not a unique story. It's happened to so many women.
And then to happen so early in your service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not have much support.
Right. I had no support. I didn't tell anybody. It's because rape is still stigmatizing. And I knew it would be even worse being in the military because there was already so much sexual harassment and misogyny and all that. I knew that if male sailors found out, they would probably just taunt me and harass me more and everything. And so, yeah, I didn't say a word to anybody. Not until many, many, many years after I had been out of the service did I finally say something. And then I started finding out. That's when I started finding out it's not a unique situation.
Yeah. Many more had the same experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People keep saying, oh, it's getting better. And I keep saying, really? You know, my experiences were in the late 70s, early 80s. And you're telling me it's better? How? When it still isn't acknowledged that this is a problem. They don't think about PTSD with female veterans. Well, you're not in war. No, but I was raped. You know. Mm-hmm. So how has anything changed? And I've met young women, veterans that, yeah, oh, yeah, they've had the same experience. So, and they're old enough to be my daughters. And it hasn't changed. We speak up more. But unfortunately, the whole culture has to change. Yeah.
Right. I also find it admirable that you still, of all the different experiences you had, you still don't regret your service at all. You find this connection with other veterans and the value in your service. Mm-hmm. So thanks for sharing all of that.
Well, I would like to thank you for asking me, Connie, because we have had female veterans for a long, long time, hundreds of years, female veterans, women in military service in this country, and yet we're still not upheld as much as the male veterans. So, yeah, I do wish women's voices were out there more and that we were taken more seriously.
That was Navy veteran Dawn Bellinger and her friend Connie Jackson. Veterans Voices on WYSO is presented by WritePat Credit Union with additional support from CareSource. This story was edited by Will Davis and created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.